So the GSM, the PCS system based on GSM technology has rolled out in Washington and I believe a couple other eastern U.S. cities, supposedly being deployed in this region of the country by the end of the calendar year by CADFEL. Has the Qualcomm system been turned on as an operational system?
Yes. Actually, the first one in the world, interesting enough, is in Hong Kong. The very first system was put up by Hutchison Communications in Hong Kong with Motorola base stations and Qualcomm phones. Much of our production of phones has been going overseas. There's also systems in Seoul, South Korea. First one in the U.S., I think, was in San Fernando Valley, north of L.A. There are systems. They're actually going all over the world. I just noticed AirTouch is now running ads. If you've seen AirTouch ads, they are advertising what they call PowerBand as CDMA. That's their name for CDMA. They're advertising in my area, so I guess it must mean they're actually about to turn the system over. But I don't keep track of all these systems, and there's so many places in the world where they're building these things right now, I don't keep track of which ones are actually on the air. A very large market for CDMA, since I mentioned the international market, has been what we call wireless local loop. There are many third world countries that have almost no phone system at all, and many of them are looking at radio or cellular technology as a way of bringing out basic phone service as quickly as possible without having to put in a wired infrastructure. So it's, as it turns out, a very large part of this stuff that we originally developed for the U.S. domestic market, it turns out to be a big export market and a somewhat different application than we originally envisioned. So India, Russia, China, Pakistan, Brazil, I think, are the places where we're looking at wireless local loop.
Okay.